In the front of a small room in Machnay district in Phnom Penh, a group of five workers are cooking their lunch. 38-year-old Srey On has worked at a textile factory for 7 years now. Sitting on a small bamboo bed, she says she just heard about the new age.
For me, it's still small because workers need to spend a lot on food, water, electricity, and renting house. It's not enough. I think $100 is fair for us.
The new age is an increase from $61 to $75 a month, plus an additional of $5 in health benefits. The announcement followed recent talks between unions and the government's trade body. Phan Su Ing is chairman of the Garment Manufacturers Association in Cambodia.
We think that it's appropriate to raise the minimum wage because of cost of living has improved, and we have to compete with all the ASEAN countries. But it is negotiated between trade union and the employer. It's not dictated by the government, not at all, not in Indonesia, where the government is using political issue to deal with minimum wage, which is not correct. Government should not use minimum wage to play the political game.
The Asia Floor Wage Alliance is a union-based group that campaigns for a fair pay in Asia. They argue that nearly $300 a month is a fair living wage for the average worker. Cambodia unions are not demanding that much yet. What they want is $100 as a minimum wage. Rong Chun is the president of the Cambodian Confederation of Unions.
If we can't reach the deal, then the final choice is to hold a non-violence demonstration, perhaps in May ahead of national election.
Workers' wage is a sensitive issue for political parties. The opposition has already pledged to deliver a $150 minimum wage for garment workers. The textile industry is the country's biggest employer and a key export earner, with more than 300 factories and 400,000 workers. But strikes can hamper investment climate, says Phan Su Ing from the association. He takes Indonesia as an example, where at least 10 companies with 10,000 workers are considering closing their businesses in the country due to labor issues.
How many factories are closing now, or intend to close, and how many factories or enterprises comply with this minimum wage increase?
Phan Su Ing is worried that this would happen to Cambodia as well. Last week, the government created a working group with representatives from the factory, ministries, and unions to review the minimum wage each year. Rong Chun from the union says a wage increase will prevent factories from leaving Cambodia.
Increasing a reasonable wage for workers will reduce strike, and workers will have more power for more productivity. We keep labor force locally rather than to work abroad, and we also can curb immigration to abroad.
The current wage of garment workers in Cambodia compares poorly with those in Thailand, where they earn more than $200 a month. Garment worker Srey On says if the salary is still this low, she will cross the border.
I plan to work in Thailand because they give higher salary and they provide a dormitory. If the wage increases more in Cambodia, I won't go anywhere because I want to take care of my children.
For Asia Calling, the feature is produced by Sorn Sarath from Phnom Penh.